This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Turkey has critical strategic value for any military action against Iraq. It played a major role in the 1991 Persian Gulf War, and American pilots use an airbase in south-central Turkey to fly missions over northern Iraq. The United States wants to use other bases in Turkey in the event of war against Saddam Hussein. The U.S. and Britain also are pressuring Turkey to allow their troops to mobilize along Turkey's border with Iraq. From Ankara, NPR's Guy Raz reports on Turkey's reluctance to allow that without a United Nations resolution.
To get a sense of the anxiety officials here are experiencing, pay a visit to the office of Egemen Bayuş, the senior foreign policy advisor to the Turkish government.
Turkey cannot ignore the request. It's not easy for Turkey to say yes to being a part of the war. And it's not easy for Turkey to say no to demands of the best ally that the country has.
It's not easy to say yes, Bayuş says, because of massive public opposition. But it's not easy to say no, because the U.S. government expects full cooperation.
If there's a war on the borders of Turkey, Turkey is automatically a part of it. But what will be the level of its involvement is the question that we're trying to figure out. It could be full involvement, it could be medium involvement, but could it be none? I doubt it.
And that pretty much sums up the sentiments of other local officials. Leaders here are operating under the assumption that, either way, Turkey will gain nothing.
If we are inside or if we are outside, we will lose.
That's Mehmet Dürger, leader of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations. He says that the question now isn't whether Turkey will take part, but how to minimize the country's losses. Back before the Gulf War in 1991, Iraq was Turkey's second largest trading partner. Since then, with cross-border trade cut off, Turkey has incurred losses of more than $40 billion. And it's a primary reason why the government isn't enthusiastic about joining a military campaign against Iraq.
Turkey cannot stop this operation, and Turkey is going to join to the American operation to try to shape the operation according to the Turkish interests.
Umit Uzdag runs the Eurasian Center for Strategic Studies. Those interests revolve mainly around what will happen in northern Iraq if there's a war.
I think the status quo is not preferable for Ankara because there is a de facto independent Kurdish state in this region, which is against the Turkish interests. So Turkey can use the American preemptive strike against Iraq as an opportunity.
That opportunity would be to station a large number of Turkish troops in northern Iraq to prevent the creation of a Kurdish state if and when Saddam Hussein is ousted. Turkey is opposed to independence for Iraq's Kurds because it fears that could lead to instability among Turkey's own Kurds. Further complicating matters for the Turkish government is public opinion. Turkey's newly elected government, under the leadership of the Justice and Development Party, has its roots in an Islamic movement. According to Femi Koru, a columnist for the conservative daily İnşafak, the government's core constituency won't accept a war against Iraq.
It makes it very difficult for the government to decide because, you know, the people are against the war, but also the people feel some kind of an affinity with the Iraqi people because of their religion.
The immediate concern for the government is an idea floated by visiting U.S. officials last month to deploy as many as 80,000 American soldiers along Turkey's border with Iraq. It's an idea that so far has found no public or private support among Turkish leaders. Turkish officials say parliament will make an official decision on this matter, but most analysts agree that the real power brokers will be the generals, who lead Turkey's powerful National Security Council. Seyfi Taşan is the director of the Turkish Foreign Policy Institute.
Knowing the traditional importance of the military in Turkey, their advice is not usually ignored. If the National Security Council proposes that this should happen, I doubt very much there would be big opposition in the parliament.
Still, all indications suggest that there is broad consensus here against a military campaign. Again, Umit Uzdag of the Eurasian Center for Strategic Studies.
From the point of Turkish parties, Turkish parliament, Turkish army, this war is not preferable. So everybody is against, even the military.
If Turkey is to eventually support a U.S. military strike, say leaders here, it will require a second United Nations resolution. Leave us alone, said one senior Turkish official. Go to the UN and make it easier for us to join you. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.